is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, October 5th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today, as we have a discussion with Central State University in Ohio, which is actually an HBUC college, and we're actually speaking about scholastic opportunities for Bahamians, and I'm kind of excited about this conversation. We have a group here that is Johan. And you know I should have pronounced his name before?
Colbert,
right? And Dr. Arletha McSween. And McSween's like a Bahamian name.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you do look kind of Bahamian.
Thank you.
You know, like Long Island-ish. You do look like Long Island-ish.
Thank you.
I see it, right? And Lamar Scott. And they're going to be talking about how Bahamians can benefit by going to this university, right? And the whole concept of this, right, because they're having a college fair. And the college fair is going to be on Thursday and Friday of this week. It's going to be at 12 noon until 7 p.m., where they want Bahamian parents and their kids to come up and just learn more about the university and the opportunities, because they give out scholarships like crazy, right? And what I love about the school so far is the story, the narrative of how this all came about. This came about with they're coming down here to play football during the thing we saw during December, right? So this college team came down to have football in the Bahamas, right, against this other team. And all of a sudden, they turned Bahamians and giving out scholarships like crazy. So I want to hear that narrative. I want to hear that narrative on how did this process come? How did you get involved with the Ministry of Education and Ministry of Agriculture and giving opportunities to Bahamians?
Okay. Hey, first of all, thank you for letting everyone know that we're going to be at National Stadium this Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we're going to be admitting students on the spot there. But
so students can be accepted at the school on the spot?
On the spot. Oh, on the spot.
I'm going to ask a question
about
that.
That you bring transcripts, and we'll have you fill out applications when you're there. But thanks for asking. Thanks for having us. And thanks for asking about the story, which is really a great story. You know, I was the athletic director, and we came down here to play football. We played Texas Southern University and befriended Minister Obi Witchcomb. He was the Minister of Tourism at the time, and he then introduced us, myself, the university, with the Minister of Education. And we wanted to kind of formulate a relationship to start recruiting students. I came here to the islands years ago recruiting track and field, my father and I, for Central State University, and we formed an agreement with the Ministry of Education, with the scholarship, with Ms. Burroughs and Ms. Hensey, and it started off with an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, where we recruited 10 public school scholar students. It's called the PSSP program, because we were told there's a disparity between publics and privates.
Yes.
More private school students go on to college than the public schools. So we went into the public schools, and we went to all 9 public schools here in New Providence, visited with them in one day, hopped on a plane, and literally flew to Freeport, went to all 5 private schools there.
Nice.
Or public schools there. And in later years, what we do is we go out to the family islands.
So you've been doing this for a while.
We've been doing this since 2016. Mm-hmm. We started with 13 students the first year from the Bahamas. It grew to 45, it grew to 75, to 100, to 170. Currently, we have 119 Bahamian students on campus, and they're our strongest academic cohort on campus.
Nice.
So upon graduation, the cumulative GPA is a 3.68 of the students. 70% of our students from the Bahamas go on to grad school. Mm-hmm. We offer internship programs, and we just help students take them from where they are and get them to wherever they need to be. So we formulated that relationship. Then we reached out because we're a land grant, 1890 land grant institution, so agriculture. So there's BAMSI. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Hannah, we met Dr. Hannah out at BAMSI, Agriculture Marine Science Institute, formulated like an articulation agreement so students can easily transition from BAMSI to Central State. We've got funding from the USDA. We're starting in the fall of 2023. We're starting a study abroad program where we're having students come over here for an entire semester. We want to grow that, pun intended, grow that so those students from the Bahamas can also come to Central State. Why is that important? Because you get a well-rounded agricultural background. Because we know soy and wheat and corn really well. You know all the tropical foods, bananas, papayas, pineapples. So giving that education and working closely with BAMSI and the Ministry of Agriculture makes it work. And we've done some creative things that Dr. McSwain will talk to you about because we realized there were some also some challenges that agriculture said with extension officers and the education of it. So we formulated a 30-hour certificate program that they can do online to help with extension offices. So what we believe is it's not just about recruiting students. It's about not even a partnership, but relationships. And the Bahamas is a second home. I call it my second home, but it's second home to us as a university. And it's very important to us. And we want to make sure that, again, it's not just about recruiting students, but we also give back. And this summer, our coaches came down. We work with the Ministry of Youth and Sports, and we volunteered at a lot of sports camps. And it's something that's important to us coming here, and it's such a wonderful relationship.
This sounds like a perfect match. I mean, I'm listening to you, and I'm speechless in awe of the detail that you tailored your program for us, because it sounds like this is the match for us. But let me speak to Dr. McSwain. What exactly do you do? I mean, you say you created a program online. What is that exactly?
Yes. So let me just start off by thanking you for having us.
It was a pleasure.
You are very serious about making sure you spread the good word that mm-hmm. CSU is doing. And just from a personal perspective, I want to thank all the Bahamian families because every time we come here, you have raised your children to be respectful, mannerable, but most importantly, appreciative of getting an education, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
No, thank you. I mean, we like customer service. Being nice is naturally us. We're very respectable. And the idea that you're giving us opportunity to go abroad, to expand our education, and even to have exchanges with your students to come here. And I hear you talking about agriculture and food security is important to us. Mm-hmm. It's exactly. the thing now. And exactly. So I'm excited about all the programs that you have. And now exactly. this certificate exactly. program, I want to hear more about.
Exactly. So just to share with you about Central State Global.
Yes.
We realize that not all students are ready to come to campus. Not all parents want their children to come to campus just yet, so we have Central State Global. And we have an MBA online. We have 5 undergraduate degrees that are online. It's business administration, criminal justice, interdisciplinary studies, education studies, and primary pre-K. And I know you told me that we can see each other, so writing notes. And yes, I forgot.
Yes.
And thank you, Jahan.
The exchange of notes. Make sure everything is mentioned.
You're such a good partner. And we are NACOB accredited. And that's really, really important because I also want to mention that for students who went to Sojourner Douglas years ago,
yes,
we are making sure that you have a chance to get the degree that you were promised by coming back to Central State University. We will honor your credits from Sojourner Douglas
College. Really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I had friends who went to Sojourner Douglas, a local campus here, so that's
yes,
that's great.
So rest assured, we are NACOB recognized. In fact, we had an investment with Dr. Roll, and she's been very supportive of making mm-hmm. sure that we do everything we need to do. And then, Jahan, if you could mention the 5 ministries that we're working with for MOUs?
Yeah, we're working with Royal Bahamian Police Force.
Okay.
Royal Bahamian Defense Force.
Okay.
Immigration.
Mm-hmm. So our uniformed forces that you are...
And agriculture. Yeah, because there's degree-seeking adult learners.
Yes.
And then there are some adults that are wanting to go into, whether it's the military or the police, that might not have met all their high school credentials, mm-hmm. so they may need to take a course here and there. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is, we are the most affordable institution in the state of Ohio, one of the most affordable in the United States, according to U.S. World News and Report. Mm-hmm. It really works well because I was telling you about the PSSP program. There's scholarship offerings. Once you meet the criteria for the ministry, you get a scholarship from the ministry and Central State, and it pretty much puts you on a full scholarship.
Nice.
You fall short of about
$1,600. So you can get two different scholarships then.
Yeah, for insurance. So it makes us affordable. And so we've created these MOUs with some other organizations because we're able to kind of make it even more affordable for adult learning with online. We've done some really good creative things. We have a bunch of scholarships that my friend Mr. Scott will tell you about. But one thing that's really nice is we are looking at what we're calling the Central Bahamian Jumpstart Program.
Okay.
It's some may say dual enrollment. While you're in high school, whether you're a junior or a senior, and you meet the criteria, you can take a college class. Typically, average is like a three-hour class. We're only charging $42 per credit hour.
Only 42?
Yes.
42.
That's cheaper than even the local university.
You understand, that's when you're in high school. Because when you come to college and you're out of state, it's actually $415 per credit hour.
Yes, okay, I understand. Yes.
So for a three-hour course, we're talking $126. You can get a college credit that you can – clearly, we want you to come to Central State, but we want kids and students to think about going into higher education. You can – it's transferable-friendly class, too. So you can transfer to another school or with those credits.
But let me make sure I understand. So if I have kids in high school, mm-hmm. 11th grade, 12th grade, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they are having an opportunity, a discounted rate, just $42 mm-hmm. per credit, right?
Yes.
To basically take college-level classes.
Correct.
Right? And
yes.
get your three credits for that reduced rate of $42.
Yes.
$42 a credit hour, right?
Per credit hour. That's impressive.
Yes. Yeah. And we were at the
so we met with the home. Minister of Education, and she's just absolutely wonderful. And then we've met with a lot of counselors and principals at high schools, and we've done a lot of calls. So that's what we're doing even this week and going into a lot of high schools, not just talking about attending Central State and being on the campus, but we're also talking about our Jumpstart program.
Right, we don't want to monopolize it, but so Lamar, if you could tell them about the wonderful job you did yesterday.
Yes, and Lamar, I mean, before you start, I have a question for the
text. This is your show.
No, man, I enjoy listening to you.
You got to be careful because somebody else will run the show.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Maxine Rainey's my cousin. She can see she comes from my same island, so she can speak. So I have a question here. It says, hey, CA, I'm 37 years old, right? How can I take a degree course? I'm not looking for a scholarship or anything, just the online degree. Is there anything?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to give you my WhatsApp number.
Okay.
Yes.
I can send it to this person then. So you take me
absolutely. 757.
Oh,
are you ready?
No, go ahead. I was getting ready to speak to Lamar, but go ahead.
757-589-1664. You are just the other cohort we want to focus on because you have some adult learners, right, mm-hmm. who still need to have a job and work a job but still want a degree. So Central State Global is just the perfect fit for that.
And they could come up to this job,
absolutely.
Brothers Fair and speak to you in detail.
Absolutely. Tell that person that we look forward to seeing them tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. So 757-589-1664. Oh, okay, got it.
So, for example, like I was saying, we not only are here in New Providence and Grand Bahamas, but we do the Family Islands as well. Sometimes we find more on the Family Islands than here in Nassau and Freeport that a lot of the students are a little skittish in leaving home.
Yeah.
So like we have one student, she did her first 2 years here at home online, and she's coming in January on campus to finish up. So we have that offering, which really makes it easier, and a student can kind of grow into that, mm-hmm. which is nice.
Nice. So you know I'm coming to you right now, Lamar.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
I mean, go ahead. I know you're going to speak about scholarship opportunities and stuff like that. So go in detail.
Yes. So Central State University, founded in 1887, historically black college and university, as you stated before, mm-hmm. with that land grant foundation, right, in 1890 through the Merrill Act, right? At Central State University, we pride ourselves on, like Mr. Jahan said, bringing students in from where they are, right? Mm-hmm. So we meet a student where they are, literally shaking that hand, right? Giving them that hug. And then as they walk through their freshman, the sophomore, to that junior, that senior year, we want to help them navigate mm-hmm. life from the time that they walk in to the time that they leave, right? So our biggest thing, our biggest push is making sure once a student comes, they stay, they graduate, and then they propel into the next level of their life through the society in which they find themselves wanting to be a part of, right? So here at Central State University, our minimum GPA requirement to be admitted into the university is a 2.2 GPA.
So I just need to have a 2.2 GPA to be start that process to get admitted?
Yes, to be admitted into the university, you will receive a free application waiver while we're here, mm-hmm. right? Because you're applying, right? So we don't have to worry about that moving forward.
So, okay, so yeah. I don't want to interrupt you because I got
you're
excited.
Good. You're good.
I got excited,
you're
right?
Good. You're
so
good.
I want to change the question on what all should I bring coming to the college fair. And I mentioned you started off with a 2.2 GPA. So now I'm a parent.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you now,
yeah.
and I want to take advantage of the opportunities at the university. And I'm coming Thursday and coming Friday, you know, at confirming the time again, at 12 noon to 7 p.m.,
yes,
right?
Correct.
And I want to know, what all do I bring to start this process?
So great question. So here at Central State University, we've worked diligently to change our trajectory in regards to admitting students. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of institutions are saying, hey, a student still needs an ACT or SAT score. At Central State University, we need no SAT or ACT score.
What?
We simply need the GPA requirement, right? If a student meets that 2.2 minimum GPA requirement, they'll be admitted on the spot Thursday and Friday.
While we're you got to say that again, so my wife can hear you say that.
So at least
I have a child I need to get out.
So we'll get them over to Central State University. So any student that meets that 2.2 minimum GPA requirement will be admitted on the spot, will receive a certificate, and then also they will be we will let them know on the spot as well what scholarship based on their GPA they would receive. So for students who have a 2.7 minimum GPA, mm-hmm. they will receive a $1,000 scholarship for a full year of learning, right?
Wow.
So that's right. And then our criteria just kind of goes up. For any student with a 3.5 or greater, right, they'll be admitted into our Honors College, mm-hmm. right? So our Honors College is a huge new leveling of a playing field for us right now because this is our second year, right? Mm-hmm. So these students specifically will receive about $4,500 total mm-hmm. dollars for a full year of learning. And then some will even receive tuition, room, and board, mm-hmm. as well as fees paid for students with a 3.5 or greater GPA.
So, Lamar, what you're saying is, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that everybody knows.
Yeah.
So based on your GPA, there are certain dollar amounts potentially attached to that. And a student can if a student comes in and only gets $1,000 because they have a 2.8, so what if they get a 3.2 the next year?
Yeah, so
did he get an increase?
Yes. So what we found is at Central State University, as I stated before, we're working to help the trajectory of a student. Mm-hmm. So as a student grows, we grow in our investment in that student.
It's a reward right? program.
And there you go. So we reward your diligent work, your diligent efforts, right? So every year that student scholarship can be readjusted. You nice. See what I'm saying? As well as we have last dollar scholarships for students. So we have students, like you said, who may come in to Central State University. They may not have the greatest of GPAs, but our dedication to the student is to make sure that they can afford school mm-hmm. and that they can try to stay in and be retained.
Lamar, how much is tuition, room, and board? So that means your nice. Tuition, that means your housing,
yeah,
your meals.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
much is that
so,
per
so,
year?
So yeah, I always break it down like this to where it is between $17,000 and $18,000 for a full year of learning at
that's
Central State
bad.
University. So that's what you eat.
If I tell you how much I paid.
yeah. So literally, that's what a student eats. That's mm-hmm. their meal plan, right? That's where a student lives, right? That's where they sleep. But then that also refers to their books and where they sit in the seat
in
class.
And this school fee covers all of that.
Covers everything.
And you know, I want to say we also offer scholarships in what we call ABCs, mm-hmm. athletics, band, and choir.
So I got to say that again, right?
Yeah.
So if you're an athlete, you get even extra scholarship for
you
that.
You get extra scholarship.
If
yes.
you play, because we have a lot of bands here. Yes. I mean, really talented. Yes.
We have 32 students from the Bahamas in our marching band yeah.
just
right
on
now.
Scholarship.
In the Invincible
Marching Marauders. That's right.
Nice. Nice.
So and some of these, I'm sorry, Dr. McSwain, some of the scholarships are stackable too.
Yes. Yes.
So I may get the freshman scholarship from Lamar over here, and I might get $3,000. Well, you know what? I run track, and I might pick up another $8,000.
There you go.
But also, we want to encourage the students with the PSSP program and other programs, make sure you go to the ministry's website and apply for those scholarships as well, because there's a whole criteria for that.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not just about the PSSP. If you're a private school, there's funds there. So we want to make sure that the students go and apply. There's deadlines, which are fall and March, so we want to make sure that we let the students know about that. We're here on island this week. Mm-hmm. We come back the second week in November. We will visit all the public schools, all the private schools here in New Providence. We're going to also go to Freeport and the Family Islands, and then there's a college fair at the end of that week. So we come here often.
Right, but I want to make sure
I'm overwhelmed.
Sure that
I'm overwhelmed. Just listening to what you're saying. Go
right,
ahead.
Right. So, Lamar, I don't want to put you on the spot. But I'm going to put you on the spot. So I know this is short notice, right? But if they come tomorrow or Friday and they apply for admissions, they could take one class online right now. And then
really?
Absolutely.
What's that called?
Yes.
Is that called,
yes.
called Fall B?
Yes, it is.
It's called Jumpstart.
And yes.
Is
so
it Jumpstart and Fall
B? High school
Fall B,
yes.
Yeah, we got a lot going on here.
Fall B is a term that we have starting next week.
Next week.
And it's an 8-week term.
Yes.
Typically, we're on semesters, mm-hmm. which we go from August to December, and then we go to January to May.
Right.
But we have a Fall B term, which is an 8-week term, where students and or adult learners, whatever, can take classes for 8 weeks.
Right. So take one class. We will show you just how good we are, and then come full time in January for the summer. Absolutely.
And I have a text about adult education again, right?
Yes.
The question goes, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Ask them if a 40-year-old could get a scholarship to go on campus for agriculture, and what are the requirements needed for that?
Yeah, so great question. In regards to anything specific to a major in a school, right now they have a scholarship for students who will study agriculture at Central State University if that student has not already started school before. So, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if that student is going to be a first-time freshman, mm-hmm. that student should still be eligible to receive the scholarships that we have for students. It's between $7,000 and $10,000 for a full year.
So there is no age criteria.
No.
So never coming to school.
No. Right. It's simply put, being a first-time or first-year student.
Yes.
Right?
Excellent. Okay. So for this ag, for your caller,
mm-hmm.
John Henry.
Mm-hmm.
is who you need to talk to. And I'm going to give you John Henry's phone number.
Oh,
it's area code 937-376-6038. Once again, it's 937-376-6038. John is our director of school of agriculture education and food science. Wonderful guy. He's actually going to be here in November.
Give me that number again.
937-376-6038.
Mm-hmm.
6038.
And his
name is
John
Henry, J-O-N. Last name is Henry.
Okay.
H-E-N-R-Y. He'll be here in November on island. But he's the guy. You can reach out to him if they want to email him, you can do that too. And his email address is, John's gonna love me for this, by the way, is J Henry, H-E-N-R-Y,
mm-hmm.
at centralstate, one word, .edu. So J. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, at centralstate.edu.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. See, a lot of people are interested in agriculture. Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And they want to take advantage. And they also want to know, I got this question about adult. No. They want to work experience. I'm trying to find that question again.
Do we give credit for work experience?
Yes.
We are working on that process, so absolutely.
But if a student comes to campus, we have internship programs. We do a great job with internship programs because we partner with a lot of corporations and organizations, so that way we can have our students, a lot of times it goes into the summer, and that way students can actually get hands-on experience. Immigration-wise, once you graduate, you're allowed to apply for 1 year for a work visa, okay, and get experience in the United States.
Okay. And what about the master's program? What's the GPA requirements for that?
3.0.
Yeah, 3.0. And we have an online MBA program. Yes, I don't know if you mentioned. Did you mention that?
I did. But I can say it again because we want you to come to our school online.
Okay. Me?
So, Mr. Newback, what we want to know is, if you haven't completed your degree, and if you have to complete your degree, that we have a home for you at Central State University.
See, they're making space for me now.
That's it.
Okay. And the good thing is the MBA online can be done in 1 year. Also, our certificates, because we have a lot of adult learners who don't want to go to school
that
for 4 years.
That certificate is very important. Yes. And I want you to go in detail with that, at least definitely at the college fair on Thursday and Friday.
Great.
The different certificates
you have. Because we have a cybersecurity certificate that's in high demand. Yes. You can do it under 1 year.
I wonder if my cousin Kamal know about that. Cybersecurity.
Absolutely. And also textbook free. You don't have to pay for a single book.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So our certificate programs are 30 hours.
Yes.
The nice thing about that is if you take the 30 hours to get your certificate, you can apply those 30 hours towards a 4-year degree also.
Right.
Really awesome.
So the cybersecurity certificate, those first 2 years will go toward your degree in computer science.
Okay, I need a website so I can go and check the website and say, okay, these are the things questions I'm going to ask you. These are the degrees I'm interested in.
State.edu.
No, do that again. Say that in here.
Centralstate.edu. And if you need to apply,
/apply. So it'd be www.centralstate.edu/apply.
And you can find everything at centralstate.edu. But what Lamar told you specifically takes you to admissions. And what Dr. McSwain is about to tell you is going to take you to Central State Global.
Absolutely. Central State Global. www.centralstate.edu/global/. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
www.centralstate.edu/global/.
Nice. Yeah, and you know you don't have to say WW anymore. Everybody just kind of knows.
Yeah, it's something more important.
And if a student wants to directly contact me, okay, my email address is lscott@centralstate.edu. That's lscott@centralstate.edu.
And you can ask questions about admissions and stuff like that. Yeah.
And okay. if I always give out my cell phone number. I'm on WhatsApp. I'm Jahan Colbreth, 937-304-9745. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two people. You asked at the opening of the show about how this started, and I mentioned relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We could not be here and do what we're doing, first of all, without the good Lord, but without relationships and friends of mine, Kim Hanna and Rupert Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
Rupert and I, we've been friends for over 30 years in the track and field world. As you know, he's one of your national track and field coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do a wonderful job in helping us with the relationship and with schools and everything else. So those are my dear friends, and I love them to death, and they help make things work for us, too.
So in closing, I need some more information.
Oh, we need more time. We need another hour with you.
Yeah, imagine.
but really quickly, before we close, yes. I would love to just say on behalf of our ninth president, Dr. President Jack Thomas, mm-hmm, we would like to say thank you all for the opportunity to just be a part and share with you all about what Central State has to offer. And what I would always say since I walked into the door at Central State, if you want to be great, enroll at Central State because innovation is in our DNA.
And I like HBU, so I'm just excited at your HBU.
Since you like it so much, we're going to give you...
I get my own bias.
Yes,
I get my own
bias. Yes, yes.
We're going to swag you up.
I'm putting this on now. Here you go. But help me brush it. So... Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
This Thursday and Friday at the Thomas A. Robinson State.
Correct. Yes,
that's
sir.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have a college fair that you can go in detail about scholarship opportunities.
Yes.
And mm-hmm, about the enrollment in general at the college, right?
Absolutely.
And you can give detail about the various degrees you can possibly get.
Yes.
The
we'll
various certifications that you could possibly get.
Absolutely.
The scholarships and, mm-hmm, and the partnerships with our government.
Yes.
The university itself gives those scholarship. Our government itself gives those scholarship, particularly for agriculture. All right, because I'm kind of excited about that.
Yes.
And any more information you need to give me?
You know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you an A in this class because you summarized that very good. Yes. So,
way to go, man.
And the time is 12 o'clock to 7 p.m., you know? So, I just want Behemoth, especially those teachers who can recommend students to come and attend, and those parents who say, hey, I help my child. I help my child who's doing that.
Yes. And even teachers that want to get their MBA.
Yes, or parents. Yeah. They could be a CSU graduate student while their baby is an undergraduate student. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you
but thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Go transfer to the next segment, and we can take this commercial break. And thank you very much for doing all of this for Behemoths. I mean, the opportunity and how you detailed and created a mechanism for us to take advantage of opportunities.
So thank you
so much.
We appreciate you.
This is Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and we'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora's eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. I had a delightful conversation with Central State University in Ohio and the opportunities they're giving us, right? So I'm kind of excited for that. But in my last 15 minutes, in the last segments, I actually want to talk about what is in a neem, right? What is called a organic Bahamian neem? And I was actually on the website looking at this Forbes website of the most popular Bahamian neems in the Bahamas. And I was surprised that the Nuris were like 526, ranked 526, and we're not in the top 10. So I said, let me come online and talk about what is the top 10 neems in the Bahamas. And I want to know if you can call in, because I'm going to definitely have the show again, because I want to hear the stories about those two brothers coming to the Bahamas, about the neems, the popular neems in Acklands, the popular neems in Long Island and the Berry Islands. And so we can go in detail about that. So according to this Forbes website, the most popular neem in the Bahamas is Rolls. I know the Rolls. Rolls come from, like, I think, two major islands. No, they come from Exuma. And, of course, they come from Andres. So those two islands, you could call me and tell me if there's another island that has Rolls in large numbers. But those two islands, Exuma and Andres, have the largest, is the most popular neem in terms of the Bahamas, right? And we know from history that Long John Roll had plantations, like three or four plantations in the Bahamas, and also had plantation in Florida, and that the descendants of the enslaved Africans took on the name. So we have a number of Bahamians with the Roll surname. In fact, there are over 13,000 Bahamians with the surname Roll. And the second most popular name is the Johnsons. I say Johnsons. I thought it would have been Smith. But Johnson is the second most popular name in the Bahamas. And if I'm not mistaken, the Johnsons are... I'm not even sure which island the Johnsons are from, because Johnsons are all over the place. But I think that's the persons who did want to be loyalist name. Johnson is a loyalist name, so I found that interesting. And the third most popular name in the Bahamas right now is the Smiths. And I know all the Smiths I knew from, besides being Nassau, New Providence, came from Long Island. So Long Island, I thought, was a Smith name. And that they made popular, again, through loyalists. The fourth most popular name, I think, is a Lutheran adventurer name. And you can call me and correct me if I'm wrong. But Knowles. Knowles would be the fourth most popular name. And I see I have a caller there. We can pass the caller through so you can join this conversation. And, of course, they have Pindo, which is also a Lutheran adventurer-type name. So that's pre-loyalist name. And they are found mostly in Eleuthera. So I'm excited about that. But go ahead, caller. Do you have any... Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Yeah. You are two excellent guests on Ohio University.
Yes.
Oh, they were...
It was Central State University in Ohio.
Central State University.
Yes.
Awesome. Listen, man. That took me to call right now. And now you venturing on an area that I want to elaborate just brief. Eleuthera, the island of Eleuthera, came from a Greek word, freedom, like you mentioned already. But guess what?
Yes.
In Greencastle, Eleuthera, right?
Yeah.
We produce more educated than any other place in the Bahamas.
More than Acklands?
And education could confirm that. The statistic is there.
Nice.
The last director, who recently retired, Lionel Sands, my uncle, and so many other persons from that stop. I mean, Eleuthera presents so many educators. There's no question in my mind. I'm going to do research myself because we got to be up there.
So, caller, what kind of surnames are in Greencastle? What kind of popular surnames I would know?
Are the Sands and Molly? I'm a part of the Sands.
Okay.
Sands and Molly.
And if I'm not wrong, I remember that there were Black Sands who were loyalists, actually, who went to Eleuthera and kick up Sands. So they're white Sands, but they are independent Black Sands who came from the United States and settled there. So that's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of history. The island is rich in history.
Definitely, definitely.
Very rich.
Thank you very much for calling.
The Eleuthera Adventures, way back in the 16th century.
Man, y'all go way back.
We have a lot of history going, but like I said, I want to also give a shout out to all the educators globally throughout the world, and but in particular the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
My own sister, Stephen Dillard, Jacqueline Delaware.
Okay.
And so many cousins and aunts and uncles still in the teaching profession.
Excellent. I appreciate that, Coyle. Thank you very much, Coyle. So I got a text right now, Ray, prompts me, said, man, all the Knowles are from Long Island. The Knowles in Eleuthera came from Long Island originally. And I could stand corrected. I know there are a lot of Knowles for true that in Long Island for true. So that's interesting. And I want to mention or make mention to like the Berry Island names. And you could call here and mention what names from the Berry Island is popular. Like the Gomez, the Winders, right? They are very popular Berry Island and Bimini names, and they are related. You even add in the Francis and that they form a clan, but I don't necessarily know where the Gomez originate from, because you know that sounds Spanish. You know, the Lopez, and the Lopez I know in records you see them from 1820s in the Bahamas, but where does that Spanish last name Lopez came from? And there's also the Daxons. Nadaxons is actually an Acklands, Crooked Island name. And that story goes that there was a interception by U.S. Ships, and that the person, the first original Daxton, took on the name after he became like an indentured servant. He was a African, Igbo African. And that that's where the Daxton family started from. And everyone started from that same, I think it's Peter Daxton from that. But anyone who knows anything about that story, I'd be able to entertain the conversation. But I see I have another caller there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
Doing well. Let's talk about the fountains. I know who this fountain is, where y'all came from, where the fountains came from.
Now, let me tell you, I was so glad you mentioned that. The other day I went on Facebook, and I just was thinking that I was hitting up the fountains in the Bahamas, because I've been trying to do a fountain search in the Bahamas for many years, from I was a kid. I know that the fountains that I'm related to come on top of West Street. They call them the Hilltoppers. The fountains, the Nash, the Burnsides, and some of them was on West Street Hill. Before you reach St. Francis, right across the road from where Johnny on the Spot used to be, and stuff like that. The Bossfields and all of the Eldons and them. And then when I read it and I put it on Facebook, and let me tell you something, Mr. Nuri. This hit me like a pancake in the face. All kind of talk, and when you look at fountains, and you look at the telephone directory, you only see about 11 fountains listed, right? But the thing is with the fountains in the Bahamas, a lot of the men, there were six fountain brothers up on West Reef, Harold Jackson Fountain, my grandfather who died in 1955 when I was 4 years old. He didn't have any daughters, and he had six sons. But most of his sons had a lot of daughters. So you wouldn't see the fountains there, because the daughters married Rhodes and Sanders and all kind of names, so it's like the name dwindled. But when I put it on Facebook, all over the United States, from Louisiana, New York, Chicago, Detroit, all over the United States.
But right, Sparky, I only know 14 fountains. Only 14, y'all, in Nassau.
Only registered in the telephone directory.
Y'all a small, small family. Y'all just coming in the Bahamas.
I know about six fountains just in Yellow Elm alone.
That's they part of the 14. That's what
you're
saying.
No.
We have 220 Nuries inside New Providence alone. I call it set in Acklands and Crooked Island. We plentiful. Y'all just come, the fountains.
But to say the funniest thing I found out, when we were young kids, right? Mr. Nuri, listen to this. I don't know if this happened to you. When we were young kids, the families were very close. The brothers and sisters, after church especially, used to go around and visit one another, so you knew your cousins. Mm-hmm. But as we got older and people got married and they dwindled on to other people's families, people stopped visiting their own family because now the fella had hooked up with another woman and her family.
But before you go, Sparky, what's your mother's maiden name? Because like I said, the fountains, they joined come lately. What's the mother's
name? There you go again. My mother's maiden name was Mins, on the corner of Camp Road.
That's Abaco. Mins is Abaco.
But guess what? Her mother was DePuch. Her mother was Aya DePuch, who was the sister of Leon DePuch, and them two together started the Nassau Tribune.
So you better know DePuch, they have disputes about where they origin from. So
they came through Louisiana, so through Haiti, or they come from France. Because Fountain and DePuch, which is DePuy, and Fontaine, which is French. They're both French
you
names.
You just caused the Puch them to get mad at me because the people them say they come from a certain place. But Sparky, have one more call on the line. And I just talking about families, I need to have you call back. So if you call back and talk about a different family, go ahead. But I need to go to the next caller. Caller, I can hear you, but you have a radio in the background. No? Uh-huh. Okay. So I have a text here which says, good morning, I'm a roll and my ancestors are all the way... Oh, wait. Good morning. I am a roll and my ancestors all the way to my great-great-great, all the way to our slave master were born in the Bahamas. We rolls are the organic Bahamians. Remember, y'all adopted that name, you know. Y'all take that name from the loyalist John Roll, right? And you didn't indicate which roll you're from, if you're Exuma Roll or Andrus Roll. But yes, we know that y'all was freed and then y'all adopted that name. But there are Wilsons here, right? And we accept that the Wilsons is a ragged island name. But I have Wilsons in my family who are from Acklands. These are Ackland Wilsons who came with Joe Wilson and his father, his brother Amos Wilson. And they went to San Salvador and they went to Ackland and started an entire tribe. So there's actually an Ackland side of Wilson that is completely independent from the Ragged Island Wilson. But I see have another call here. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Brother New. How are you doing?
I'm great here, man. What's your surname you from?
Hi, the Johnson. All the Johnsons originated in the island of Lucia. My granddaddy, born 1895 in the fifth largest island in the Caribbean, migrated from there to Andres, where he made my dad and uncles and aunts, et cetera, et cetera. But most of the Johnsons originated from Lucia. Some go on after and see in there. Right? But I have the Tongue Sada Beam. I have the Monka tribes, the Seymours, the Kings. The Hepburns.
Well, the Kings and the Hepburns, they Cat Island people. They
Cat Island, people. Yeah, that's on my mother's side.
The Monka is from Abaco.
Well, the Monka, the smartest Monka in the Bahamas is from Cat Island, Eris Monka.
Yeah.
He's been my headmaster at Governor Knight.
I appreciate it. I want to start to know the origin of this Johnson family to see if they're related to the white Johnsons or they just adopted the name. So that all that story we need to invest in. We need to invest in a repository of surnames in the Bahamas and tell us the tale of that, right? So I see they have said the Richie is a Jamaican name. Man, I know the Richie stem from Long Island, but I can go with this text. It says, the forefather was a well-educated school teacher that came here in the Bahamas with his sons in the 1840s. Robert Ritchie was one of his sons, and he was the first schoolmaster in Long Island. See, I knew the Ritchie was a Long Island name, but it's saying here that they originated from Jamaica. So I guess they ain't one of those organic name. Now, this question is asking me, what about the Douglas? Boy, I ain't know no Douglas. Only one Douglas I know, and he was a union man. So I know how many Douglas in the Bahamas. It ain't going to be in that top 10 list I have here. Would have the Millers, Brown, Albrees, and Sands on it. But I would like to know some detail about where the Douglas are from, or which island they claim they're from. And I know the Turnquest. The Turnquest is another Long Island name, right? And they claim to be Swiss. Right, they claim that two brothers, they always have that two brothers story, came and that they weren't called Turnquest at the time. They were from Quiss, I think. That's what it is. They were from wherever they were from. I forget the Swiss, Switzerland or whatever it is. And they were like marine soldiers or merchant marines. And they turned the name from Turnquest to from Turnquest to Turnquest. But actually, the place they're from was Quist, and that's how they originally got their name. And then they had either adopted some slaves there, and they so they have Bright Turnquest and they have Dark Turnquest. So that's interesting. So Mr. Nuri, tell JJ the smartest Monker is a Senator Rodney Monker. So that's interesting to know. What about the last name, Wells? Wells is also a Long Island name, and that's supposed to be a loyalist name also, that they came there in 1784, thereabouts. And they say the Clarks are from Cat Island and Exuma, and that is true. I have Clarks in my family. Joe Nuri, is it? No. James Nuri married a Clark. And I could never find her information after that. But yes, the Clarks are from Kailan that I know about. So CA, you are wrong. NGM Major was the first senior master principal in Long Island. And you and the texter who claimed differently would have to row about that. But I hear that. Said, and we need to see which year they're talking about. But that's interesting. So they said the Turnquests were originally from Scandinavia. And Scandinavia is a type of people. So I need to ask which Scandinavian country? And I think Switzerland is a Scandinavian country. Also Finland and Iceland, they're all Scandinavians. So when I said that they are Swiss, they are definitely Scandinavian because I think that's a language or type of people. So yes, I agree with you. And I say, oh yes, and I see you put Thornquist, and they're from there. And again, they're either from Thorn or they're from Quist. And that's how the name originated. It was not a name. It was not a name Thornquist, but they came from Thorn, and then the people them just say, man, since your name is that, you know, you become Thornquist, and that's how Turnquest come about. So it was not originally a name. It was constructed in the Bahamas. That means there are no other Turnquests around the world. at all. All of the Turnquest lives in the Bahamas unless they immigrated abroad, because it was a constructed name, and that name was constructed here. And they are small families. They are small families in the Bahamas, like the Rangers. And I think the Rangers, and you correct me, is a Lutheran name, and they are popular for wearing wampas, wherever wamper is, some type of shoe. And but I would like to, anyone to call me and say who these Rangers are, because they are a small family. And like the Darrells, they have a Darrell was D-A-R-R-E-L, which is a small family too. But these people being here from like 1820s, 1830s, so that's very interesting, right? Mr. Nuri, I'm a clerk from Andres trying to find out about clerks in Exuma. Can you give the clerks text on my number, please? See, people want to know about the clerks. And the clerks need to create their own family tree. And I see that the Turnquest have their own family group. The Hannah Hasty Tynes have their own family group. And the Adleys have their own family group. And I think that more behemoths need to have their Facebook, have a Facebook group on Facebook and investigate their family. Right? And I'm going to talk about the Hannah Hasty Tynes right after this caller here. Caller, let's see what you're on your mind. What's your family? Producer Patrick.
Only there's a stock in the voice along with you, Nuri.
How you doing, Bremen? What's your family name?
Boy, I got the Darlings, the Johnsons, and of course, there's the
one. All these are Ackland's names. These are Ackland's names.
Yeah, the Fergusons, the Park. But what I want to know, right? My great grandmother, right? Came from Eleuthera. Onto Auckland. Where the Pratts are from?
The Pratts?
Yeah.
I thought the Pratts was Andrew's name, but I mean, I'm willing to have someone call in and say where the Pratts are from, or they can text in and tell me so I can let you know, but I'm not sure where the Pratts are from.
Okay. What I've also noticed, the Darlings, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of plenty Darlings in Nassau, right? But I'm Darlings from Auckland. I born in Auckland, right? When I was small, right, the Auckland's people, the Darlings, is known as the boat people,
mm-hmm.
right? You listening?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
So my point is, right, where they originated from, do you know?
And I what I'll do is investigate it. So when we have the show again and start talking about certain names.
Before you go, right?
Go ahead.
Before you go, those teachers, those people, what being here was recruiting children. You could feel the love they have for children.
Yes.
You know, you got me, and you really could feel it. I said to myself, I wish I had young children here in Nassau. Mm-hmm. But my young grandchildren and great-grand, they're in the United States. They're in school, you know, some of them.
I understand. They definitely seem genuine. They definitely seem genuine. What you said, you felt the love from them.
Yes, man.
That.
Anyhow, thank you.
Thank you very much, Bremen. Okay. You know, and they're saying that the Pratts are from Cat Island. So that's a name there. Cats are from Cat Island. I'm trying to look for more text here. Oh, but I was talking about the Hannah Hasty Tynes, right? And few people would know that the Hannahs originated from John Hannah, who was also a loyalist. And they have the descendants of John Hannah. And then they, of course, they have the descendants of John Hannah's enslaved Africans, right? And they all have the Hannah name. So there are two branches of the Hannah family, but all embrace as one. The descendants of John Hannah would more likely come from Pompey Bay, and then the descendants of the enslaved Africans who adopted the Hannah name would come from Delectable Bay and the surrounding areas after that, and that's in Auckland's Island. And of course, the Hasties. I run out of time already. I look like I need to talk about this at the peak of the show, because I was going to go in detail about all these names. And I see the toots. I'm going to get some investigations of the toots. But this has been C.A. Nuri with Guardian Radio in the AM. And we're going to have this conversation again. These surnames that makes us Bahamian. But it's been a great pleasure. And have a wonderful.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.